about you, but I myself am an avid book reader. If you're a bookworm like me, well, keep your ears picked up for this one. Dimmick's highly anticipated book of the year for 2021 has just been announced. And from a very strong shortlist, the winner is Still Life by Sarah Winman. And here to talk more about the awards itself is Dimmick's category manager, Kate Mayer. Hi, Kate. How are you doing?
Yeah, really good. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
No problem. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. I'm a lifelong supporter of Dimmick, so it's a great opportunity to be able to speak to you about these awesome awards today.
Thank you. Yeah, we love books, and we're so excited to announce our Book of the Year, because essentially our Dimmick Book of the Year has been going for like 3 years, and the first winner was Boy Swallows Universe back in 2018, which we all know and love Trent Dalton now. Mm. Where the Crawdads Sing by Delia Owens then went on to win it in 2019, and Honeybee by Craig Silvey. So it's become like, even though it's been a little bit short-lived so far, it's become one of the real touch points of us. And I think the reason we love it so much is because it's voted by all of our franchise owners and our store staff and the people who work in our head office and stuff, as like, what's the one book that you could gift someone for Christmas? Like, you know, if it's someone you don't really know what they'd love to read, we're saying this is the one that is our bookseller's favourite. So we always get pretty excited.
That's a beautiful sentiment. So it's combined. So that's how the votes are tallied. It's from the franchisees and everybody that works in the stores kind of banding together. And that's a great reflection on what, not only what, you know, of course, I would assume that a lot of people that work at Dimmick's love books and love reading. Mm. But, you know, if to say that that's the number one book that people usually would tell another person that potentially doesn't even read that much to read, that's an awesome thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, even the shortlist, like we do open the voting and then we announce the shortlist in November and then the Book of the Year in December. And the shortlist, we're talking about an industry that publishes thousands of books every year. Yeah. So the fact that even a shortlist of 6 books comes down to be announced is also really exciting. Half of them on the list were Australian, which is also really exciting. So, so it's just sort of, it really is something that, I mean, we're just saying of all those thousands, these are the ones that we just love and sort of sell in our stores the most and that kind of stuff, yeah.
So do you mind just reminding me again who was a part of the – what were the books that were shortlisted this year?
Absolutely. So we had – there's a Tasmanian author called Kyle Perry, and he was – his debut novel last year was shortlisted as well. So we're obviously a bit obsessed with him. But Kyle Perry is his name, and he writes sort of Aussie crime books. This one's called The Deep. His debut was called The Bluff. There was also Clara and the Sun, which was a book by Kazuo Ishiguro, who is very well known as a Nobel Prize winning author of Remains of the Day and Never Let Me Go. He's very, very famous. We had Still Life, as we mentioned, which went on to be our Book of the Year. The other shortlisted ones were Who Gets to Be Smart by Bree Lee. And Bree wrote a book, I think it was 2018, called Eggshell Skull, nonfiction. And
I know that book, yeah.
Yeah, and Who Gets to Be Smart is kind of around about tertiary education and the sort of way that those institutions favour privilege. Mm-hmm. So she's become this really great cultural voice in Australia. So that was really exciting to see that. There was Leah Moriarty. We all know her from Big Little Lies and Nine Perfect Strangers. Mm-hmm. We've watched the shows. A lot of us have read the books, but she's become one of the really big names. Her new one, Apples Never Fall, was on the list. And then for the first time ever, we had some science fiction, which was so cool. Project Hail Mary by Andy Weir. And he's also well known as being the author of The Martian, which was made into that film with Matt Damon. So
yes,
it's kind
course.
Of quite a nice intersection of like different titles in there.
Very eclectic choice for this year. That's awesome. So the winner, Still Life, by Sarah Winman, obviously won the award this year. Could you just give us kind of a brief background on what the book is about and what were some of the strengths and selling points for making it the winning prize?
Sure thing. It's a book that sort of spans a period of history, which is always a bit tricky to talk about, but it does start in 1944, in the kind of latter stages of the Second World War in the Tuscan Hills. Who doesn't want to go to the Tuscan Hills, let's be honest.
Yeah, sounds good right about now.
Exactly. So there's an art historian called Evelyn Skinner, and she's over in Italy waiting for news about any of the art masterpieces that have either been, found, because a lot of them got stolen at the time or destroyed and need repairing. So she's waiting for this to do some of these restoration projects when she has a chance encounter with a young soldier called Ulysses Temper. Mm. And we then follow Ulysses after the war as he returns to England to this amazing old pub with this wonderful cast of characters. You know, there's musicians and a parrot, which I'll talk about later, and there's all these incredible people and the love of his life who he's gone back to see. And we fall completely in love with all of these characters. But then he moves to Florence. And Florence really becomes, you know how in some books the location becomes almost as much of a character as the people?
Of course.
Yeah. I mean, after reading this book, you're just like, take me to Florence. And given COVID times, who didn't want to do that with the book? Mm-hmm. but then we sort of move. So once he goes to Florence and buys this old pensione in a Florentine square with a trattoria across the way, and we meet all these Italian characters. But it takes us through some of the sort of historical touch points of Florence over the coming few decades. And one of the ones which is the most significant is, which is based on a true historical fact, was there was this great flood in Florence in 1966. Yeah. And basically it was just rained for weeks and weeks and weeks. And then this mudslides came in and they absolutely like covered the city. And all think about all of the art and all of that stuff that's there. So there's these, and then people came from all over Europe to try and help clean this mud. And they called these people mud angels. I actually saw on Sarah Winland's social media the other day that there's a bartender who made a cocktail now called a mud angel. It looks a little bit like an espresso martini.
Just a different name.
But as I mentioned, there's like a talking parrot called Claude, and he's a really interesting character because he talks a lot, whereas some of the other characters, there's trauma and they can't as much. Mm. There's a scene with E.M. Forster, the famous writer. But essentially, the book is about friendship and it's about that cast of characters and the way that they kind of come in and out of each other's lives and show up for each other at the really important parts. Wow. It's also a story about love and the different types of love there is, including gay love. Sarah Winland herself is a gay writer. But, yeah, it's, and what you, your other part of the question that was sort of like, what was the motivation for writing or why do we love it so much? When she accepted the award at an event we had in Sydney the other night, but, you know, she wasn't there in person, obviously. People can't travel from the UK so much at the moment. But she mentioned when she accepted the award that writing this novel was kind of her response to Brexit, in that she just wanted to write a joyful novel. Mm. And I think she kind of really delivered it with this. It's just one of those novels that makes your heart feel so nice.
That's brilliant. Yeah. It sounds like an amazing journey of a book, something that I think it sounds very comforting and, you know, a lot of connection and relationships within that. From the sounds of it, it doesn't surprise me that it had won the award for the book of the year, especially during such a turbulent time when we've been, you know, kind of starved of human connection. It sounds like the perfect book to offer that to people during these past lockdowns and everything like that. So that's amazing. We've run out of time, unfortunately, but there is one thing that I just wanted to quickly ask you is that what are your predictions for the types of books that we might be seeing on the shortlist for next year?
Ooh, that's a really good question. We're always kind of excited about that. There's a couple of bigger ones that are landing early next year that I say would be quite good contenders. There's one called To Paradise, which is by the author of Hanya Yanagihara, who wrote A Little Life.
Yeah.
There's also a new book called Booth coming out by Karen Joy Fowler, which is the author of We Are All Completely Beside Ourselves, which was a really big hit a few years ago. So it's going to be books like that that are big contenders. And then there's also, like, we probably have a Jane Harper next year, who's the amazing Australian crime writer. I'd say, yeah, there's just, it's basically, my excitement is genuine when I say it's shaping up to be a really exciting year for releases next year. So I think there's going to be a lot to choose from, that's for sure.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show today, Kate. You've enlightened us to all of the wonders that is literature, and congratulations of course to Sarah Winman for winning the award this year. So thank you so much for joining me on the show today, Kate.
My pleasure. I always love talking books with book lovers, so this has been great. Thank you.
We'll trade emails. See you later. Thank you.